The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
There, we're ready. I'm ready. Welcome to our Monday meditation session and teaching. And for this week, I plan to be focusing on the seven factors of awakening. And as we do so, it's impossible for me not to consider how they apply to the tragedies of the world, of the United States, and the degree of suffering which has always been here, but which has kind of come to the surface in such a dramatic way in these last few days, last few weeks. And I've always hoped and dedicated myself to the idea that the practices that we do in Buddhism, and certainly the mindfulness practice, prepares us to be in the world in a way that we contribute to the welfare of the world, that we're peacemakers, santikaras, that santikarikas, that so with that kind of as a backdrop, the first of the factors of awakening is mindfulness. So to take a meditation posture that you do somewhat consciously, and if you have not done so yet, you might even sit up straight or stand up for a moment or whatever it takes, and then come back into a posture that's taken with consciously, meaning with awareness and care, with a sense that you're going to take a posture that will allow the body's capacity for sensitivity to be awakened, to be present. It's not just to know and be aware from the mind, the thinking mind, but to be aware from the inside out, from all the capacities we have for attention, for registering what's happening in the moment. And to close the eyes and to some degree, we have a capacity to sense and experience our lived life through our body. The sensations of the body, the warmth, the coolness, the pressure, the softness and the hardness in the body. Perhaps a three-dimensional proprioception of aware of our body in space, and awareness of where different parts of our body is in relationship to the others. And within this body, to experience your breathing. And perhaps to use the breathing as a doorway to letting go of thoughts about other times and other places, to support and guide yourself into this time and this place. Perhaps taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. And as you exhale, to let there be a release, a relaxation, There is a relaxing of the diaphragm as you exhale. Relaxing of the diaphragm that maybe can spread upwards to the shoulders, and shoulders can settle. Relaxing of the diaphragm that spreads down into the belly, and the belly softens. And then letting the breathing return to normal. And with the idea that mindfulness is not something tense or forceful, but rather it's something organic, gentle, it's a natural capacity to be aware. And it's very closely akin to the experience when we allow ourselves to be aware. It's to become conscious of the experience we have when we allow awareness to be open. The door of awareness is open to receive, to register. And there's a very simple word that I associate with mindfulness, and that's the word here, H-E-R-E. And sometimes, especially if my mind is very busy, I'll gently say to myself in my mind, the word here, just acknowledging that I'm here, and using the word here as if I'm opening all the doors and windows, or I'm stepping outside of the house, and I'm just open to what shows itself here, what reveals itself in the present moment. If I'm thinking a lot here, and I recognize the energy of thinking, there's allowing, an allowance in just here, and whatever's here is allowed to be here. And for a few moments, the awareness, the mindfulness is very simple. Nothing has to be any different. It's just aware. And then I'll do the word here gently again. And each time I say here, it's a little further opening to the present moment, resting in the moment, allowing life to reveal itself to me in a place that's deeper than thinking, to be aware from a depth or fullness of the lived experience, not limited by thoughts, but not apart from thinking. And if it's supportive, The very center of here, the center of gravity can be breathing. Here, breathing in. Here, breathing out. here, to remember to really be here with an intimacy that's deeper or fuller than what's possible by just thinking. Here, from the inside out, here with what is. then as we come to the end of a sitting, to consider that your capacities for attention, your capacities to be aware, even before you start thinking about things, reacting to things, that our capacity to be aware in a deep, full, receptive way, to be a witness, to first and foremost to really be aware, is at the center of Buddhist practice. And to consider how our ability to be aware and be mindful, to come from a deep place of witnessing, learning, can be an important ingredient of supporting our society. And to use meditation and mindfulness as a way of tuning our capacity for awareness, so that we're aware, and so that we can witness and take in what's happening in our world in a way that will allow a deep connection to our shared humanity, to our capacity to care and have compassion, and a preparation for the things that we can do that supports making a world a better place for everyone. May it be that our meditation practice, our practice of awareness, allows us to go into the world with gifts for the world that we encounter. May all beings be safe. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free of oppression. May all beings be deeply respected. May all beings be free.